Gordon. Samuel?
Gordon.
Gordon.
Gordon. And there he is.
There he is.
It's Gordon. Gordon Keith.
What's going on?
Hello, man. How are you?
Hey, Invasion.
What's happening?
Man, not much.
Yeah.
I just found out I was doing the Invasion today.
Man, that's pretty awesome.
Every Tuesday.
Today was Tuesday.
Yeah, a little extra work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your check's in the mail.
How often do you forget what day of the week it is?
It's not extra work. It's hanging out with friends.
There it is.
What?
How often do you forget what day of the week it is? Is it all the
time? I would say almost every day.
Today's Thursday.
Probably
the rest
not.
Of the world, everyone thinks this is Tuesday, but today is Wednesday.
Probably not Mondays and Fridays, but the middle ones all blend together to me.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like when you wake up Saturday, you know you don't have to come.
Or do you pack? Do you have you wake up at like 5 o'clock worried that you're going to be late for the show and then realize
I wake up
that
like,
it's Saturday.
I usually wake up around 6:30 or so on weekends.
And that is crazy sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Is it because you're restless, your mind is going, or your body hurts from being in bed?
Just generally when I wake up, I can't go back to sleep. Yeah. Once I wake up and see the time, I just... It's usually over at that
point. See, we've made a rule at the house that I haven't followed, is that no electronics while we slumber. No phones you're in the bed. And
very good rule.
Okay, the rule was fine, and then every now and then, because I do have, like, my nightstand is a mess.
Really? What all you got on your nightstand?
So much.
Like what?
Really?
Yes.
A flashlight?
No.
Did you say flash? Mm-hmm. Or
flash, yes.
Okay, flashlight.
The other is not it. Gotcha. That's underneath.
That's in the drawer.
That would be weird to have just standing
just
up over
the
there
nightstand? No,
on the nightstand.
No. A lamp.
Okay. Even though, do you think that she would get creeped out? Like, if she has a drawer of fun over there, what's wrong with the guy having a drawer of fun?
Yeah, but if it's in the drawer, I think it's fine. But if it's on the nightstand, I don't know.
If she leaves hers laying out on the nightstand, that would be weird.
Would it?
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me.
Or would you even care? Like,
really?
I wonder if I would care. Like,
I wouldn't care.
I don't think she has a drawer of fun. I really don't.
Wouldn't you know?
Wait, you don't incorporate drawer of fun materials into your enjoyment sessions?
Really? No, of course not.
Okay. All right. Don't get mad.
You don't 50 Shades it ever?
Huh.
What is that?
You know.
To slam deliciously.
Mm-mm. No, the whole mission of that is to get
tie
it
her
over
to
with,
a pole in the backyard.
Get it over with as soon as you can.
In the backyard.
Gosh.
Poor honey.
Listen to Donnie's
idea. The phone
idea.
Rings. It's
romance.
Like, oh, hang on just a second. I'll be right back. I have to take this call.
In the middle of it.
Wait a minute.
Jeez, man.
No. We're trying to get that over with as quickly as we possibly can.
You don't have costumes or anything?
It depresses me to hear you say that.
I'm depressed, too.
You should
too.
Luxuriate in each other's... bodies and experiences.
Yeah, you don't have characters that you play.
Uh-oh. Are we about to get the Samuel voice?
No.
He doesn't. I don't think so. Not for that.
That would be so weird. No. Maybe early on,
stop!
Man. We're 30 years in the game, man.
Yeah, you got to spice it up a little.
You got to change it up.
You ever bring in a third?
Uh-oh.
A third what?
You know, spice it up.
No.
Like one of your buddies from the Baptist Student Union? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure. Whatever works. I don't know what you guys like.
That's just
and
the
then
wrong...
it'll be my luck that he's just, you know, he's ripped. He's like 6'3 and just... No. I don't need anyone.
If you're adding a third, they should have a set of these.
What are those, Gordon?
It's nothing.
Why so like...
I'm just showing my shirt.
So pointy.
How did you even start this? Oh, on my nightstand.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else is there?
Other than your flashlight, what else do you have?
I don't have that. It's a lamp.
Okay.
We have...
A lamp. Got it.
I have a couple of...
A lamp that has a hole drilled in the bottom of it?
No.
Okay.
It even feels weird because there are a couple of candles on there.
Okay. Oh, you use those on yourself.
Hey, one of the Gwyneth Paltrow ones?
No.
Okay. I got it.
That'd be... Like, we haven't even started yet. This is, the alarm clock, like the old fashioned alarm clock.
But I like the digital.
Yeah.
The alarm clock?
Yours shoots it on the ceiling, right?
Yeah, man.
See, I'm kind of against those. I got one once, and then I noticed that it was always present, so if I opened my eyes and looked, then that sent my mind reeling, and then I just needed to... I need a period of time where I'm not aware of what time it is in order for my mind to settle.
I am the opposite, because I have decisions to make. When you get this age, you have decisions to make while you sleep. And is it, do I now go use the restroom, or can I wait until the alarm clock is going to go off and I need to make that decision immediately so I can fall back asleep?
Okay.
So if I am waking up at 6 a.m. and I look up at the ceiling and I see it's 4:45, can I wait? I ask my bladder, can you wait an hour and 15 minutes before I have to get up and release the hounds? And if I can, then I'll fall back asleep. If I can't, we go and empty and then go right back. It takes to fall back asleep for me.
Really? Man, that's...
The only time I was up, I was worried about the bet payoff and what everyone was going to have
me
do.
Get it out of your head.
I couldn't. Mm-hmm. It was racing. That's about the only time. Other than that, I am a quick study as far as falling back asleep.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Can you fall back asleep like multiple times?
Yes, because there are times where you have to go up and pot multiple times.
Your potty situation is out of control.
I need to just cut off the...
You just
time
need to get
I'm
a catheter.
Drinking.
Do you not do that? Do you not? Because I try not to have any water or anything like after 8:30 at the latest.
I'll chug a bottle of water at 11 if I'm thirsty. I don't care. Yeah. And then you're going to pay the price, of course, having to go use the bathroom. But again... And the weirdest thing, I know I've mentioned this before, I have a bathroom 4 steps from me, but I walk out of the room, walk down the hallway, and go to the second bathroom in my house to use the bathroom.
So it won't make noise?
I don't know.
You're afraid it'll wake her up and makes
the noise? No, I don't care about that.
Wait.
It's just...
Well, there's got to be a reason.
It's
my
bathroom, and I don't know. It's really
so
weird.
Oh, so she has kind of claimed the bathroom that's... Right off of your bedroom.
Again, I shower in that bathroom. I get ready for work in that bathroom.
In the one closest.
Yes, but I don't use the bathroom in that bathroom. I use the bathroom down the hall.
Why is that?
Because it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah. She showers in the second bathroom, but then she uses the bathroom right in the master bedroom.
Huh.
I don't know how that was established, but we have...
It's like you claim your toilet. Like, I do the same thing. I use the guest bathroom.
But when my...
Not at night, though. I just go to the main one.
If someone's staying with us, like my mother-in-law is in town, then I will use the master bathroom like that's hers.
Weird.
But if it's just us two, I am walking down the hallway no matter what time, no matter where I am. Oh, I have to use the bathroom. I could be right there.
Yeah.
I could be in the bathroom looking in the mirror I finished brushing my teeth. And I'll go, man, I have to use the bathroom. And I'll walk out, walk down the hallway, and use that bathroom.
See, that would make sense if you were whatever that condition is called, where you're bathroom shy. You ever heard of that? The guys who can't...
You can't pee in front of others?
Yeah.
No. That doesn't affect me. I don't like going in public. I don't think anyone does. But as far as my house, I don't care. But it's just, I don't know. I guess
you'll write
just
your name on a wall in your house. You just don't care.
If I need to.
Okay.
I have before.
Yeah, you're known for toilet bits, aren't you?
You wrote your name on the wall.
Well, it's not
in his own urine.
Interesting. And I bet you spelled it out Donovan to make sure it was longer.
Not Donnie. He wanted to go with Donovan.
Too, that's what's so impressive.
Well, that's all you can do is cursive. You wouldn't be clipping off the screen to do print.
It would be way more impressive.
You're like, whoop. Yeah, cursive, you could make it happen. Yeah, now I want to see. Have you ever tried that? That's interesting.
What's that?
Trying to write your name?
Yeah, with
in the snow.
Yeah, you can do it in the snow.
Sure. Or like on a driveway or something. Man, I wonder if I can do it on the fence in the backyard. I'm going to. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and then tweet out the pic.
For sure.
Use it as your profile pic. In the,
there you go. All right, so what else is on your nightstand? An alarm clock, a lamp.
Yeah. Candles.
Candles.
Why candles?
I don't know. I guess in case
it's like decorative candles.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like she put them there, not you.
Two
candles.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like a lot. So what else? You have a pair of glasses.
My glasses hang on the lampshade.
Wait, but you said you had a flashlight.
I didn't.
I thought you did say flashlight.
No, I didn't mean to.
Oh.
So you meant the flash. Okay.
Because I said right after it said the words flash or flesh. Remember that? And it started this whole conversation.
Yeah, there's not a flashlight on my nightstand.
Am I going crazy or did he not say flashlight at one point?
I don't think I did.
I don't recall.
I think your mind just went possibly just downstairs.
Okay, so what else?
There's a couple coasters just in case I have.
Okay, seems normal so far.
And those coasters have... Like when we went, I can't remember where we went, but one of my wife's coworkers asked to bring back some rocks from where we went. I think it was Greece. And then those are on the nightstand. And I said, well, didn't that coworker ask? Why don't you take it to him? And the coworker's like, not even in town. It didn't make any sense, but those rocks are on my nightstand.
How long have they been there?
For a long time. We went to Greece a couple years ago. Oh, last year. Yes.
So they're Grecian rocks.
Yes. And they're on my nightstand.
Greek, I think, would be fine.
Mm. Hard to say.
I have to look and see what else is on it, but it's plenty packed.
That doesn't sound abnormal.
No, there are more things. I just can't remember what they are. Like maybe a couple of things, a cologne or something like that.
Okay.
How big's your nightstand? Is it a smaller one or is it a normal size?
I think it's normal size for a nightstand.
2 foot by 2 foot?
Square.
That'd be big, I guess.
A couple
of
drawers with a lot of stuff in them. I don't even know what's
in those. Oh, you have drawers? That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't have drawers in mine. I just have like a circular.
And a nice little cubby hole, because if I do violate the trust of no electronics in the bedroom and I have my laptop,
stash it.
I can close it and just stick it right there and I don't even have to get up. Mm. It's great.
I think it's unusual that you use an actual alarm clock as opposed to your phone.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that the phone is my alarm, but I do have the alarm clock.
Wait, what?
Does it do anything other than just time?
It shoots the time on the ceiling.
Other than that, it doesn't play music.
Same as you.
No...
You're shooting on the ceiling, aren't you?
I guess it's so missed.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's no way. After he's detailed his love life, there's not near that kind of explosive passion.
No, not at all. Jeez, man.
Explosive passion. I don't think I've ever heard that.
It is weird that you have an alarm clock that does nothing else but tell time.
Tell the time.
Because you can get them that tell you the barometric pressure and all kinds of different like temperatures and
stuff. Well, I think
it
has an alarm.
Yeah, it has all that. Yeah, it does.
He just doesn't use the
alarm. Right. It charges my phone also.
Okay, so there is. So it's not just like a clock.
Although he uses it as just a clock. He doesn't use it as an alarm clock.
Right.
Even though it has an alarm function.
I see.
He uses his phone for his alarm.
I see.
At least that's what I remembered you saying earlier, but my memory of this conversation
just
went
right to the other light.
Right.
Anything you hear, it just always gravitates toward that. And I don't know why.
It does not.
I don't understand. Yeah.
How long have you had the same nightstand?
Oh, since we moved in, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. You bought it new with this place, though.
Yes. So, 11 years now? We've been in the house 11 years, I believe.
Do you have some furniture that's been with you the whole time you've been married?
I tried, and my wife would not have it.
Yeah, why is that?
So, she churns the furniture roster.
Yes.
She made your choices?
Yeah, she made me get rid of the couch that I loved so much.
That's
that
what
I thought
to
was
me.
Going to move with me, and I wanted it to.
Man, I had a couch for years that was awesome.
That's always a frustrating argument. The old,
you always
I don't understand
it.
What's wrong with this. Well, it's old.
I was like, I want to.
It works.
I need to keep this one because I felt like that was, I called it my bit couch. All the stuff that I thought about for the show, I would be on that couch. And I wanted it. Hey, this is great. I want to keep it.
You need it for work.
Right.
I mean, that's your idea.
Just
generating.
The first thing that went. Hey, take that. Like, what? Whoa, wait a minute. That's my couch.
That hurts.
It does hurt. That means we have no control about what's going on in our... Well, I don't. I can't speak for anyone else.
What about a mattress? Are you still on the same mattress you had?
You got to rotate that out.
Very beginning?
No, not the very beginning.
Okay. No, because that one...
Yeah, we know...
that's back when you used it more, huh?
Probably not. It's we know someone that will give you a nice discount on major appliances.
Okay.
Well, a mattress isn't an appliance.
Well, it's a major purchase.
Okay.
And in trying to, test those out, he pulled them out in the cul-de-sac and had my wife lying on the mattresses outside to see which one she liked the best. Out on the street. It's really funny.
Yeah, we bought our mattress in a high school. Like, just the mattress guy came to the school and rolled them all out in the gym, and we, one by one, checked them out.
I had no idea there were... Basically, door-to-door mattress salesman.
I didn't
salesman.
Either, especially at a high school. That is wild. I just went to a store to get mine.
I just wonder if the neighbors, you know, oh, there are new neighbors moving in on the street, and then they look outside and they see
your she sleep out there? What's happening?
And then you got to test, like, you got to do different things on it to make sure it's going to work.
No,
you didn't do that.
No.
Well, you got to roll into different positions, sleeping positions,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
You didn't. I wasn't there when he did it, so she was like, "What? He wants me to lie on the mattress outside." I was like, well, do it. Let's pick one that's
check
right.
Check it. See if it's good.
Yeah. Get one that you want.
You got to spend time on them. Make sure it's going
to
work.
Do you think there are people who will go to the stores and actually, because they have the mattresses out.
Uh-huh.
Are they trying to test them out like that in the store?
In the intimate
have
way?
Have they ever caught anyone in a store?
Oh, yeah. They probably caught someone. It's involving human beings, and you're always going to get
wheels off
incidents.
It's not
that
you test it out, but you...
You judge the bounciness?
In a sense, yeah. I did.
Ugh. Not in store.
Have you met me?
Ugh. Oh, boy, that's the truth. I have, yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, yeah, it is unfortunate.
All right, hit the signal.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What?
What did we accomplish today? That I need to clean off my nightstand.
Yes, you do. You need to get rid of those candles. You don't need candles on your nightstand.
What if the power goes out?
You have the flashlight.
Is that going to help me see throughout the night?
It will if you use it right.
They need to go ahead and implement it, put an LED in the middle of flashlights.
There you go.
So you got a double.
That way you can see.
Double purpose.
Two different meanings,
yes,
huh?
Yeah.
All right.
That way you can legitimately say, oh, it's just a flashlight. What did you think it was?
Johnny.